This is Joanna Martin and welcome to The Awakening Process. This is a very simple process, but a very powerful one. It's a writing process and an introspection and contemplation process, which allows you to go from a place of feeling stuck and not really knowing why with regards to a certain area of your life, and being able to sum it up and get a real sense of what's at the core of your stuck feeling. More often than not, if we're not getting the results that we want in our lives and we're utilizing the right strategies and we have the right intention and we're, you know, trying our very best to achieve it, perhaps even working hard, sometimes we don't achieve what we want because at an unconscious level, there's elements of our programming, our unconscious programming, which stops us. We see this nowhere more commonly than in the area of finance. I certainly know for my own self that when I was starting a business and looking to grow my business and increase my income, I was doing all the right things. I was learning marketing and so on. But one of the great challenges that I had was attracting wealth to me with ease and with grace. And having gone through the awakening process myself, at the very core of this was a lack of belief in my own self-worth, that people wouldn't want to pay me for what it was that I was doing as a coach back then. Having identified that by going through this process, the thing that was at the very core of my being, an I am statement of I am not worthy, having identified that, I was able to use the limitation release process to let go of that. And having let go of that, having gone through that work, I'd found a level of confidence to be able to promote myself, and my finances really turned around. In fact, I made more in the 3 months after that than I had in the 12 months prior to. So this is a very transformational process in and of itself. You might find that by bringing enlightenment or awareness or contemplation to the issues that are holding you back, that in and of itself, that may be enough to shift the problem. If not, take the problem that you identify throughout the course of this process. Find it at the core, which you will do by the end of the process, and then bring to it the limitation release meditation, which you will also have access to on our website. With that, all you need to do is find some quiet time to go through this. It will take you somewhere between 30 minutes and 45 minutes, depending on how long you like to spend on each question. And all you will need is a notebook and a pen and a quiet, uninterrupted space. So, pause the program now, find yourself in a nice, quiet, uninterrupted space, and when you're ready, you can continue. If you're participating in this process as a part of one of our trainings and you have a list of limitations that you've been making throughout the course of the training that you're working on, the first step to the awakening process is to review that list. Very often, as I'm teaching, I will ask my students to write down what the little voices in their head say every step of the way, and that kind of serves as a great place to start. So the first step is to review that and to really presence yourself to the broad, I guess, spectrum of things which feel like it might be preventing you from thriving in whichever area of your life it is that you would like to have this transformation occur, this shift occur. I'll give you a moment to review that list if indeed you've made one, and then you can continue. Once you've reviewed your list, the next step is to grab your pen and paper, and without conscious judgment, I want you just to write down an answer to the following question. What is the problem or challenge that you're facing? What is the problem or challenge that you're facing? I'll give you a moment now to write that down. You might like to pause the program and write the answer down. Once you've completed, start again. Very good. Now that you have spent some time writing down what is the problem or challenge you're facing, letting whatever it is come up for you that you wish. The second question is, what have you done about it in the past? Pause the program and answer that. What have you done about it in the past? Very good. Now that you've answered that question, what have you done about it in the past? The third question is, how do you know you have this challenge? How do you know you have this challenge? Please pause and answer that as fully as you can. Thank you. Now you've answered how you know you have this challenge. Answer the question, how would you know if you no longer had this challenge? How would you know if you no longer had this challenge? Please pause and write your answer. Thank you. Now the fifth question, how specifically is it a challenge? Please write down as much as you can think of how specifically it is a challenge for you. Pause the program and write that down. Thank you. You may notice at this stage that you're starting to move into the next question before I get it naturally and instinctively, if you just trust your unconscious to provide you with the responses every step of the way. The next question is, how much time does it take? This one shouldn't take you too long. How much time does it take, this challenge? How much of your life? How much time does it take? Please pause and write your response. Thank you. Now that you know how much time it takes, the next question for your consideration is, what does it remind you of? What does this remind you of? Please pause the program and just respond to that question in whatever way feels right for you. What does this remind you of? Thank you. Next question is, how long have you had it? How long have you had it, this challenge? Was there ever a time when you didn't have it? How long have you had it? Was there ever a time when you didn't have it? Please pause and write a response to that question now. Thank you. Now that you've given that some thought, my next question was, if this was a pattern in your life, if this challenge was an example of a pattern in your life, when was the first time you remember it? Trust your unconscious. When's the first time you remember it? Please pause and write a response to that question. When was the first time you remember it? Great. Now you're starting to see where this started from. My next question is, how are your family related to this problem? You may wish to work through your family, your father, your mother, perhaps your siblings, any other grandparents or important parts of your family. How are your family related to this problem? Or how have they influenced it or made a part of it? How are they related to it? Thank you. Now that you've given some thought to how your family are involved, my next question is, what other instances of this pattern come to mind? As you cast your mind back over your entire life, what other instances of this pattern come to mind? Take some time now to pause and jot down as many instances as come to mind. Look for at least three. Thank you. Now that you've done that, Let's have a look at what's the relationship between all these events and your current situation in life. What's the relationship between all of these events and your current situation in life? So as you look back over everything you've written so far, what's the relationship between all of it and your current situation in life? And as you write this down, you're looking for something that pulls it all together. Trust your unconscious to look at it, pull it together, be your own best coach. What's the relationship between all these events and your current situation in life? And look if you don't have a nutshell kind of problem that can sum it all up. Pause the program, have a look, be your own best coach, and jot down the relationship. As you look at this now, the relationship that you've jotted down, I'm interested to know whether it is a negative emotion that may be the relationship between all of these things. Is there an undercurrent of fear or an undercurrent of resentment or anger? Is it an undercurrent of guilt or shame? Is there a particular emotion that underpins all of these situations in life? Or is it a limiting belief about yourself or about life? Is it a belief such as I'm not worthy or I'm alone or I can't do it or something along those lines that is the relationship that if you believe that would cause a pattern like this to play out in your life? So does it fall into the category, do you think, of emotion, or does it fall into the category of some kind of limiting belief? Because all mindset issues come down to either a belief about life or about oneself, or an emotion which we're holding on to from the past. So if you had to choose, which would you choose? And what is it? Very good. Now that you've made that choice, I have a question for you. As you look at this nutshell that you have in front of you, is there a purpose for this problem? Is there a purpose for this problem? If you were creating the world and you were a great director, organizing a story about a character that is you, for what purpose do you think you may have created this entire problem? Pause the program and jot down. Is there a purpose for this problem? Very good. We're nearly there. As you look at that purpose, ask yourself this question. Is there something that your unconscious mind or perhaps your spirit or soul wants you to get that if you got it, it would cause the problem to disappear? Is there something that your unconscious mind wants you to get that if you got it, it would cause the problem to disappear? Pause the program and write your response to that question. Thank you. The next question is, what have you been unwilling to do in order to keep this problem? What have you been unwilling to do in order to keep this problem? Please pause and respond to that question. Knowing now what you are unwilling to do in order to keep the problem, what are you willing to do in order to change now? What are you willing to do in order to change now? Once more, pause the program and respond to that question. Very good. Now that brings us to the end of the questions of the awakening process. As you look over now, having been through the process, what you'll be able to see, if you look back at your answer to the emotion or belief question, is the kernel, the the real core of the problem, and it expresses itself through your life in very many ways that you've seen over your life. But notice that there can be a positive purpose behind our problems. It could even be that it served you in a great very many ways to get where you are in your life now. However, if you are to hold on to this problem, then you're no longer going to continue to grow. For a great many people, just having awareness and being awakened to the limitations that are holding them back is enough for them to be able to bring awareness to their daily life and notice when it shows up and instead shift to a place of power around that. And and perhaps the place of power comes from your answer to the question, is there something that your unconscious mind wants you to get, which if you got it would cause the problem to disappear? Inside of the answer to that question very often is a power statement that you can create. You know, your unconscious mind perhaps wanted you to get courage or to get commitment or connection or something along those lines. Perhaps inside of the answer to that question is a place of power that you can consciously choose to come from every day. That, in and of itself, for a great many people, is enough to allow them to move on and to see things and experience things in a different way, to choose to come from that place of power. And if you feel that you'd like to go into the core of your mind, your unconscious mind, and deep into your soul, and you would like to remove this reframe it, perhaps find a new connection inside and make a new pattern for yourself and for your future, then I highly recommend at this point, when you reach the end of this audio, to pause and go and find the limitation release meditation, which is available on our website. If you're in a program with us, you no doubt have it in your resources. Use the limitation release process to clear this at the unconscious and soul level to create a new patterning for your future. I trust that this has been enlightening for you, and I trust that going through this process, you have a new way of looking on life. And I dearly wish to hear back how things are moving for you, having let go of that using the limitation release. This is Dr. Joanna Martin. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your commitment to awakening and releasing the limitations of your life so that you can show up and make the difference that you really were put on this planet to make. For more information about any of our resources, go to my website, www.joannamartin.tv.